Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of All Access Football Radio, brought to you by NFL Draft Bible. I'm your host, Joe Everett. As the NFL Draft approaches, we will continue to bring you our exclusive player spotlights, profiling the biggest names in the nation. We're going to go one-on-one with the NFL Draft prospects. They're going to be making big plays on Sundays in an NFL stadium near you. And on this NFL Draft Bible player spotlight, we have with us center Jake Kirkpatrick, Rose Bowl champ, a TCU Horned Frog starter. It is an honor, privilege to have you on, Jake. Thanks for taking the time today and talk a little NFL draft with us.
No problem. I really appreciate y'all having me.
Well, we're gonna hit it off right here, Jake. Tell the fans the specs. They want your height, your weight, and your most recent 40.
I'm 6'2.5". I weighed 307 today. I ran a 5.2 at the pro day, 5.2 and a 5.3. Right now I'm just hanging around TC working out, trying to get bigger.
And for the folks that don't know, getting 300 pounds going that fast is no small feat. Could you tell the folks how hard you've been working, and specifically, Jake, where you've been training this whole offseason?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of hard work, especially for a lineman. You know, we're not used to running in straight lines really fast, but, you know, it was a fun process. I was training over in Dallas. Pretty close to home here. I had to stay close. Me and my wife had our first baby in January, so I stayed close over here. But, I mean, yeah, doing the 40 and all the drills for pro day and everything, a lot of hard work goes into it.
Did not know congrats were in order, Jake. That's excellent news, my man.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're pretty excited.
Well, see, if your fan base is already increasing by leaps and bounds. You got to love it. Now, as a center, you're on the interior. You're creating holes in the run game. You're stopping pass rushers from breaking into the pocket. What do you consider to be your biggest strength?
I think my biggest strength is that I'm a smart football player. Here at TCU, I had to make a lot of the reads, all the protection calls, and everything. So a lot of studying and preparation goes into getting everyone on the same page. But as far as on the field, being strong at the point of attack, and, you know, you have to be able to blow the defender off the ball and give the playmaker some room to work with.
Yeah, I got to love that aspect of the game. And what do you think as a player? I mean, we know you're going to be in the NFL, but what do you consider to be maybe an aspect of your game that you're looking towards improving and making some headway before you get to the league?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I feel like I'm the hardest critic on myself, so watching game tape and everything, you know, I need to be more explosive with my hips, which is really important as a lineman. And then you always see, you know, hand work and those little things that a lot of people don't notice. But, you know, just improving on all those techniques heading into camp will really help me a lot.
Folks out there, you are listening to NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight. We are featuring big number 76, Jake Kirkpatrick, TCU. And I just have to ask it. I'm sure everybody's hit you up with this question, but it's my time to ask the questions. What was it like ending your career on a high note of winning that bowl game? I mean, what kind of honor is that, and what it mean to you and your teammates?
It was unbelievable, especially, you know, being a part of this program here at TCU and seeing how we've grown over the years and being able to come in with such a great senior class. When we came in back as freshmen and being able to end at the Rose Bowl with a win over one of the best teams in the country, I mean, we couldn't ask for for anything better. We feel really blessed in that stadium, the environment, the fans. You know, it was really unbelievable.
It was a big moment, a big-time game that you guys won. But, you know, that's not the only honor bestowed upon you, sir. You happen to have won the Remington Trophy. If folks don't out there know, that is the best center in the entire nation. What does that mean to you and just how much work you put in through your whole career that finally, you know, senior year, you take home the hardware?
Yeah, it means a lot to me personally. I definitely wrote it down for the season as one of my goals to accomplish. But, you know, going throughout the year and working so hard with the rest of my O-line, I tell everyone that I talk to that I look at it as a unit award for our whole O-line unit, because a lot of times those guys made me look so good. And it was a fun event. It was unbelievable to get to hang out with Dave Remington and all those guys. And, you know, it was something special that I always remember. And having the trophy here is pretty cool, seeing that thing every day. So it's definitely special for my family.
Well, you're much more modest than me, sir. I would probably be wearing that bad boy around my neck a la Flava Flav. It'd be tough, man. That's a heck of an honor. But, that is true. That is true. You let everybody know what time it is, but you've played in some big-time games, Jake. So now looking back, and I know this is difficult all 4 years, but what would you say was the toughest opponent you faced, maybe DT, defensive lineman, linebacker, and how did you fare in that matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely faced a lot of great players over the years, but I think probably this past year I faced Phil Taylor from Baylor, one of their D tackles. You know, someone that big is just a load to move. So it was fun getting to go, you know, head-to-head with him. And then the D tackle from Oregon State, Stephen Paya, he's just really explosive off the ball. I mean, obviously he did 49 reps at the combine. So he's a strong, quick player. Both those guys stick out in my mind. And then it was fun to get to go against Phil again at the Senior Bowl, get to practice against him all week, and it was good to catch up with him.
And you ran into him again exactly in Mobile, and what is amazing about that guy is, you know, sure, everybody reads, he's 337, but he's a pretty cut 337.
Yeah, he is. He's a tall dude.
But you handled yourself out there well down in Alabama. And could you talk about your experience? I mean, just the whole week, what it was like, what the game was like, and how that may have helped your off season.
Yeah, it was unreal. You know, pulling out to practice and seeing thousands of kids sitting there getting ready to watch a practice. But, you know, it was fun to get to go against the best of the best every day and one-on-one drills and team drills and, you know, going through all the meetings and stuff. It's pretty stressful, but it's a good learning experience for me, and I felt like it helped me out a lot throughout this process. And you know, coming out of Mobile, I really felt that I helped myself.
I have to say so. And, you know, if the nation's top center is not at the Senior Bowl, I don't know what's wrong, but something that is wrong in my mind, Jake, just looking at things, the NFL Combine, that you did not get the invite, and I don't know who dropped the ball in Indianapolis or what happened, but is that maybe something that motivates you to get better or just, you know, stick it to them kind of thing, or is it just something you don't focus on?
Yeah, it's definitely something that motivates me. You know, obviously I would like to go, but I know that everything happens for a reason. I feel, for me, going out and proving myself at the Senior Bowl and doing all the football-specific drills helped me more than, you know, running sprints and all that stuff at the Combine. So, yeah, I would like to go, but, I mean, it's all good looking back on it. I know it'll all work out one way or another.
Oh, I know it will, and I don't know who I've got to talk to. I live in Indianapolis, but, you know, we'll get to the bottom of it, and hopefully stuff like this doesn't happen in the future. But speaking of looking back, you're the one who put in all the hard work, but who would you say has had the biggest impact on your playing career up to the point? Coach, parent, I mean, who's affected you the most up to this point?
Well, obviously my family's been amazing throughout this process, but from a football standpoint, my O-line coach here at TCU, Coach Williamson, he's just been, you know, great throughout the years. I'd only played 1 year of football in high school, and he still gave me a chance and, you know, taught me. I never snapped the ball before I got here either. He trusted me to play center and to read all the defenses and, you know, make all the calls, and he helped me throughout the year so much that I can't thank him enough.
Well, you already took my next question right out, Jay. I was going to ask what your experience was in the interior, specifically snapping the ball. Just didn't play a lot of high school ball. I mean, were you playing at different positions? And obviously you said you hadn't snapped the ball before you made it to TCU.
Yeah, well, I went to private school growing up, and, you know, I played most every sport, mainly basketball. But my senior year, I really wanted to try football, so I went to the public school there in Tyler, and they put me at tackle right when I got there my senior year, and TCU came and watched me, and they watched me play basketball too and offered me a scholarship, and yeah, trying to learn to snap as a freshman in college while, you know, trying to read defense and everything at the same time. It was pretty difficult, but, you know, I had a lot of people helping me throughout the process.
That's amazing. Well, credit to the TCU scouts for spotting a natural. what would you say then? I mean, so much of this, Jake, they talk about tape. Everybody wants great tape. But what would you say if you had to pick a game from your career for pro scouts to watch? Well, what game would it be and why?
I'd probably say the Rose Bowl, my last game. I think it was just a good game for me personally, but also as an offensive line entirely. I think they had a good defense. They were a good physical front in a big environment, loud. We had to communicate a lot and really show how physical we were as an O-line. And I think that's probably the game that I would tell people to go to.
All right, now, the last college question, but I've just, you know, something I'm curious about. What was it like practicing against one of the nation's toughest defenses pretty much every day?
It wasn't easy, that's for sure. But I think that attributes to the success that we've had here at TCU. You know, Coach Patterson, he's amazing back there at defense, and he'll throw – everything possible at us and see if we can pick it up. But it was always intense. Even on the days that were supposed to be easy, it was intense. And he usually wasn't very happy if the offense beat the defense. But, you know, it made us better in the long run.
What are you going to miss most about your time there as the Horned Frogs?
Definitely the camaraderie that we had. I mean, this season we had no off-the-field issues. Like I said before, the class that I came in with, the senior class, we left with the most wins in school history. And, you know, we feel like we're all brothers here. And we just kind of seen this university and program continue to grow and take it to new levels. So it's been hard to leave. It's going to be hard to leave behind, but it'll be fun watching it grow in the future.
You definitely are leaving it better than when you got there. And folks out there, this is NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight. I'm your host, Joe Everett. We're on live. Jake Kirkpatrick, Remington Trophy Award winner, a.k.a. the center of the universe. That's just my own nickname. You can do with that what you will. I mean, it's free out there, just planting the seed. What do you do with your free time? Because we know you can't play football 24 hours a day. You can't study all the time. So what do you do to kick back and relax, Jake?
Well, the past 2.5 months, just being a dad, it's taking up most of my time, changing diapers and, you know, feeding all the stuff that comes on with that. But outside all of that, I try and play golf as much as I can. Golf, and I mean, that's me and my friends, teammates would go out and just play for a few hours, and it's pretty relaxing and fun for us to get out there and play around a little bit.
Well, you're a man of many sports, it seems, Jake. So what, in your opinion, I mean, growing up as a young boy, what was your favorite sport? I mean, and who was your favorite athlete? I mean, is there a particular guy you grew up idolizing?
Basketball was what I was always into. And I was always a Mavs fan, so Dirk obviously was my favorite.
Nice.
I loved watching him and going to Mavs games, but I like pretty much every sport, from basketball, baseball, snowboarding, and we kind of did it all growing up, so.
Well, I've got to add, now, I understand as soon as you're drafted, that's going to be your favorite NFL team, but did you have a favorite NFL team growing up? Is it a Cowboys fan or maybe another team?
Yeah, growing up, probably being here in Texas, close to Dallas, I'd say Cowboys is what we watch the most. But like I said, I didn't play football growing up, so I didn't really have that one player that I watched all the time until I really started getting involved in football. You know, so now I always watch people like Nick Mangold or Jeff Saturday and, you know, centers like that that I try and learn from and see how they do things on the field.
Well, as far as the field goes, it's something I always love to ask just because, you know, having played, do you have any game day rituals? I mean, something you've got to get done before you set foot on that field?
I'm not too superstitious. You know, I listen to music and I pray a lot before the game, but I really can't sit still before the game. I'm always moving. And then I always put... I tape my fingers up, and I always put one ring of black tape around my ring finger since I can't wear my wedding ring in the game. My wife is always like that. So other than that, I'm pretty simple.
I like it, though. Still a decent tradition. So I've got to ask, what do you have lined up as far as, you know, you can't play football forever, and maybe some future goals, things you'd like to accomplish after your playing days are over?
Yeah, I graduated this past December with a business degree here from TCU. So maybe something in the business world. I can't really see myself sitting in an office. So if that doesn't work out, maybe be a coach or, you know, finding some way to work with kids or something of that nature.
Right on. Now, I know it's a busy time of year. Jay, could you just... share a little bit of the itinerary. What you've got scheduled up? Any interviews or workouts or meetings?
Yeah, I've been up here at TCU working out with all these seniors every day, but I've had workouts with quite a few teams throughout the past few weeks, and went and visited. I actually went to Indianapolis last week, I guess. So then I'll still have a couple workouts planned here the next couple weeks, and I'm kind of hanging out, trying to get better and see what happens.
Indianapolis, and I didn't even get to buy you lunch. Maybe next time. Hopefully the Colts take you because, you know what, you mentioned Jeff Saturday. Guy's getting a little long in the tooth. I love him to death, but, you know, like you say, your career doesn't last forever, but we hope you have a long and illustrious career, Jake. I'm going to get you out of here on this. You're going to be asked, and I'm sure you already have been asked, why should we select Jake Kirkpatrick from TCU? So what are you going to tell those scouts and coaches?
pretty much that I feel I'm a good leader on and off the field. I love everything about football, whether it's in the weight room, preparing in the film room, being in the training room. I'm always trying to learn to get better. And I, like I said earlier, I'm the biggest critic on myself. So, you know, I'm just trying to get better every day, and I want to be the best, and I'll do whatever it takes to be the best I can be to help whatever team selects me out.
Well, that, Jay, it's just been a real pleasure not only having you on, but, you know, getting to know more about you, letting the fans know, and really we're going to be watching you as this whole process unfolds. I wish you the best of luck, Jake.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate y'all having me.
All right. Hopefully, again, sometime soon. And that is it, folks out there. You have been listening. It's NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight. I'm your host, Joe Everett. If you want more information on the NFL Draft, on Jake Kirkpatrick, or any other TCU prospect for that matter, you know where to go. It's NFLDraftBible.com, where the worlds of NFL and college football collide. Until next time, people, you be good out there.